Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 1041.
And tonight in Boston, the police scanner was crackling with calls for police to respond to illegal fireworks. Parks, backyards, street corners. Let's hope nobody was hurt and no fires were triggered, but I fear we will learn differently tomorrow.
They're going off nightly in the city of Boston. They are illegal and they're causing problems. Police say they've taken more than 600 calls from people who are startled, scared, and losing sleep because of the noise.
A number of suggestions came out of last night's meeting, including a public awareness campaign to address the issue. Worcester and Salem, by the way, are also dealing with a fireworks issue. And by way of a reminder, they are illegal here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
I have become that guy shaking my fist on my front yard. I was called a Karen over the weekend because I complained about this on social media.
That's funny to me.
I was just like, hey, he's up on the Karen name calling.
Well, you posted it on social media. What did you expect?
I didn't.
That's not the place that you go if you need to get rid of the fireworks. There's other places you go to.
Well, that is true. You can go to the internet. You can go to that BOS 311 app, right? Mm-hmm. And file complaints, which my wife and son did. I found out the next morning because I went to bed at 9 o'clock, although I couldn't sleep because the fireworks kept coming.
Barrett knows the 311 app?
Oh, yeah. We live in the city.
You're raising Karens.
Maybe.
Generations of Karens.
This one from Hyde Park. Send the police to stop the fireworks. And it gives the address. Very loud music, big party, and fireworks. Knock it off. These are all from BOS 311. Hey, bleep. Task force, thanks for nothing. I have tons of fireworks hitting the back of my bleeping home. Hope for some misfires and to see some idiots on dumb criminal highlights. Clearly, Marty doesn't give a bleep. Nonstop fireworks launching at the street. I don't want to say what street. Bleep you, Marty. Stop the fireworks every night. A lot of swearing going on the BOS 311 app.
Yeah, right.
And I don't know if I'm in the minority or not, but it's just enough with the fireworks. Like, I get 4th of July and it's fun, and it would have been fun if it was just this weekend.
Of course.
But it has now been 3 weeks.
That's my take. I like 4th of July. I like
right.
the fireworks.
Yes.
If you're lighting them off in the middle of June at 2 in the morning, then I could understand the argument.
And so this was just like enough. I was talking to my neighbor. He's got a dog. He had to drive his dog all the way out to Newton to get away from the fireworks because the poor dog wouldn't go outside and walk around and use the bathroom
because it was so
shell-shocked.
For infants, for animals, all of these things.
It's terrible. Michael is from Lynn. Now, Michael, are you like me or no?
I am like you. I do like them, and there is a time for them, but it was like a war zone at my house.
It was
really was.
At like 5 o'clock in the morning, they were going off. 5 o'clock in the morning, what are we doing?
I woke up at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, and I hear boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. What do people think? Don't they have kids?
No, they...
Yeah, they're lighting them off with their kids, Michael.
We are the worst.
That's what you got to know.
That's the problem. You know, thank you, Michael, by the way. You know, it's illegal here in Massachusetts, but
right.
we're going and buying them. And I'm not blaming anybody but ourselves. I want you to understand that, too. It is us. Like, we are the worst. We don't care about other people. We are selfish.
Correct.
Right?
Well, that's what American is. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing else to do, really.
Jen?
Hello.
Hey, Jen. What did you want to say?
I agree with Carson.
That's
like
hard for people to
fireworks.
Say, apparently.
Did you hear that coming out of her mouth?
Really I know.
Tough.
I agree with Carson.
I never thought I'd say that. I'm all for legal fireworks. I know when they're going to start. I know where they're going to end. My town loves fireworks. People spent a lot of money on them this past month. But they go from 8 o'clock at night until 1 in the morning.
Yep.
And my dog is terrified of them.
Yep.
Saturday night, she was in the shower.
Oh.
And my neighbor down the street had to give her dog a Valium.
Oh.
Called the vet and finally get a Valium for him. They're just crazy. Did you guys hear about the horses that were bolting down 140?
Yeah, somebody texted us that.
It was insane.
What happened? They
got spooked.
They got spooked, and they broke through two fences, and they were running down 140. They were in Middleborough, and they got all the way to Taunton.
Wow.
Holy smokes. No, I hadn't heard
that
story.
So they're safe. They're fine. They're not hurt. They'll be fine. So yeah. They're safe, thank goodness.
Right.
But yeah, someone told me something I never
heard.
What's that, Dan?
That July 4th is
the day
most dogs get lost out of any day of the year because they get spooked from the fireworks and they run out.
I'm so thankful that Elvis doesn't care about, well, anything.
Yeah, he's just the most unbothered dog human being I've ever
met. Good morning, Carl.
Nothing.
Morning. How you guys doing today?
Good, good. Are you here to defend fireworks?
Big time. First off, happy 4th to you guys.
Hey.
And, yeah, I am because, you know, we have a place up in New Hampshire. And I'll tell you what's really ignorant is when they pass out some newsletters throughout the Lake Association, don't shoot the fireworks over the top of the lake. I mean, it does pollution, it scares all the wildlife, and it takes a while before the wildlife comes back after being completely scared and spooked from it.
Right.
Not only that, your own pets, too, and just people just have got to have some common sense.
Yeah, we have no common sense. Thank you, Carl. And I noticed, too, so, you know, the BOS 311 app, all of the complaints over the course of a couple hours, and then the next morning, Sunday morning, just as many complaints because everybody left all their fireworks trash all over the place. So all the streets were covered in fireworks trash. The beaches were covered in fireworks trash. We are the woke.
These aren't regular fireworks, too. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I feel like they sound like explosions. It sounds like it's in the back of my house.
Well, usually when they light off something that big, it's somewhere very far away from you, and you're way back here on the land, you know, watching a professional thing go.
Right.
It's not supposed to be lit off next to your house.
Is Jimmy in my backyard? Jimmy, please don't do that anymore. I'd like to sleep maybe 6 hours a night. That would be cool.
I still like them. America.
Mm. Yeah, they were lighting off in New Hampshire. I was up in the middle of nowhere, so I thought I might get some good views of them, but the trees were way tall. But they were lighting them off before it even got dark. Y'all are wasting money.
It's a waste of money.
I saw a lot of that, too. Hey, dum-dums, you can't even see them at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sir, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. I really just need you to wait till it gets a little dark.
They started around 8, and I'm like, you guys, it's a good another hour before it's dark. But okay, you do you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.